22nd of April, and we're in Jalapa. And we are going to have Froiland record some verb tenses for us. He's going to go through the first, second, and third person, singular and plural, in a number of tenses. I'll discuss later what those tenses might be.
Hi hue, qui hua, nya huana, hi huani, hu huanu. Kwana, hi kwe, gwi kwa, nya kwana, hi kwani, hu kwanu. Kahwana, hi kahwe, gwi kahwa, nya kahwana, hi kahwani, hu kahwanu. Hana, hi kwe, gwi ha, nya hana, hi hani, hu hanu. Kwana, hi kwe, gwi kwa, nya kwana, hi kwani, hu kwanu. Se, hi se, gwi se, nya se, hi se, hu so. Wase, hi wase, gwi wase, nya wase, hi wase, hu waso. Kase, hi kase, gwi kase, nya kase, hi kase, hu kaso. Kise, hi kise, gwi kise, nya kise, hu hi kiso. Perdón, ya, un error. Kise, hi kise, gwi kise, nya kise, hi kise, hu kiso. Se, hi se, gwi se, nya se, hi se, hu so.
Next we're going to record a form of the verb that has two stems, one for the first and third person and another one for the second person singular and the plural forms, except for the third person. And this is the verb va, which means to carry. And the order of the tenses, which I forgot to give in the last ones, are the basic, the immediate past, the recent past, the remote past, and the future. The second verb we're going to use as the most basic form. It's the most regular verb. And the verb that we're going to give now has two stems, which is also a common property of verbs.
Wa, hi che, gui wa, nya cha, hu cho, hi, error, ya, otra vez, wa, hi che, gui wa, nya cha, hi che, hu cho, kwaka, hi kwache, gui kwaka, nya kwacha, hi kwache, hu kwacho. Kawa, hi kache, gwi kawa, nya kacha, hi kache, hu kacho. Kitsa, hi kiche, gwi kitsa, nya kicha, hi kicho, hu kicho. Kwa, hi che, gwi kwa, nya cha, hi che, hu cho. Banka, hi biyi, gwi banka, nya biya, hi biyi, hu biyu. Kwanka, hi biyi, gwi kwanka, nya biya, hu biyu. Kabanka, hi kabiyi, gwi kabanka, nya kabiya, hu kabiyu. Tsanka, hi tsiyi, gwi tsanka, nya tsiya, hi tsiyi, hu tsiyu. Kwanka, hi kwiyi, gwi kwanka, nya kwiya, hi kwiyi, hu kwiyu. Ki chuwe wi cha nya ancha hi chuwe pincha nya chuba hi chuwe hu chubo a kwancha hi kwachuwe wi kwancha nya kwachuba hi kwachuwe hu kwachubo a kancha hi kachuwe wi kancha nya kachuba hi kachuwe hu kachubo a kincha hi kichuwe wi kincha nya kichuba hi kichuwe hu kichubo a kincha hi chuwe wi kincha nya chuba hi chuwe hu chubo a becha hi bechen wi becha nya becha hi bechen hu becho a kwakecha hi kwakechen wi kwakecha nya kwakecha hi kwakechen hu kwakecho a kabecha hi kabechen wi kabecha nya kabecha hi kabechen hu kabecho a kikecha hi kikechen wi kikecha nya kikecha hi kikechen hu kikecho a kwecha hi kwechen wi kwecha nya kwech ero a kwecha hi kwechen wi kwecha nya kwecha hu hi kwechen hu kwecho a yecha hi yechen wi yecha nya yecha hi yechen hu yecho.
Okay, there are two forms of the past. The last form that you just heard was the formal form, and we're now going to do the informal form of the past, and this is for the verb to cook. Forget what I just said.